It's good to see you at least on the screen. If we don't meet in person in front of the in the shul, we should all have a wonderful Yom Tov, a Chag Sameach, and a Refuah Shleima for anybody who is not feeling well. B'tzoich sh'ar chole Yisrael. I remember I was once caught in an airport lounge in Dallas, and I was sitting there for hours and hours waiting for a plane, a connection. Mm-hmm. Must have been about 5 or 6 hours, and after the time I just got so bored. So I was looking around and I watched everybody, and as everybody came past the lounge, I decided I'll play a game and see if I could recognize where people came from. And I think I caught a Spanish person, a Swedish person, those were easy, Chinese were certainly easy. And then after a time, I began to think to myself, well, why did Hashem create all these people? What's the need for all these Pakistanis and Indians and Scandinavians? What's the purpose of their life? I can't answer you, I don't know. But I did come up with an answer, and that for myself. There's no question by a Yehudi of what he's for, why we're here for. And it's all in our name. Yehudi is Lahoidos. Lahoidos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're made for the purpose of to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'atem HaDveikim V'Hashem Elokeichem, and to thank him and to praise him for all that we have, for whom our family, our health, our environment. The tachlis of a Yehudi is ordered to give thanks and hakaras hatov. It's all in our name, a Yehudi. No one else has that. No one has that in their passport. We, a Yehudi, means to express a thanks. Let's go back to the Ramban, the Parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim. At the end of Parsha's Boy, the Ramban spells it out quite clearly. The kavonas kol mitzvahs, meaning all that we ever do in our lives, any mitzvah that we do. Shenamin belokeinu v'noideh elokov shebaronu. To believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emuna, and to thank him that he created us. That's it. The Hikavonas HaYitzir, and that's the reason of creation, of a Yehudi in particular. There's no other reason for the creation of mankind. And HaKadosh Baruch wants nothing else. That we should know this factor, know and understand and appreciate what it means to relate to the Borei Olam, connect with him, and we say every morning, we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to thank him that he created us. And the Ramban then goes on, that's the only reason why we have a shul. Otherwise, we'd be able to use it or to come together. And the same says the Ramban, to acknowledge and to make public that we are your creatures. That's what we're for, and that's what Yehudi is for. There's no question of our identity. We don't have that problem. I remember once, years ago, I think they wrote a book, a black person wrote a book about roots because they couldn't find their roots the back. We have no problems with that. Our purpose of life is to relate to the Borei Olam and connect with him. We all know that Pesach is the rebirth of Klal Yisrael. We start all over again every year. The rebirth of Klal Yisrael. And that theme is woven into every single mitzvah and everything that we do on Leil HaSeder. The whole of the evening is spent based on the theme of Hakaras HaTov. It's woven into every mitzvah, into every bracha. And if we can pick that up and stay with that theme, of course, eating the matzah, mitzvah d'oraisa, tzivus yetzias mitzrayim. But behind it all, we have to have a mindset. We have to have something in our minds that we're guiding ourselves and motivated by. And therefore, I'd like to make a suggestion. There's one theme from the beginning until the end of the Haggadah, and that is Hakaras HaTov. To pull it out, to, as they say, finger on the pulse, to be conscious and mindful. I'm relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the rebirth of Klal Yisrael. In 7 weeks' time, we go back there. We go back to Sinai, and that is the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu by the snare asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's it all for? Just to create a new nation? No, it's in order to receive the Torah. And that is our appreciation, which we start with on Leil HaSeder. I remember reading in the Me'iri, one of the Rishonim brings it out, it's a beautiful moshel. The moshel is that when you make kiddush on Leil HaSeder, it's as if you put the sapling in the ground, the little tree, and it grows. And as the evening progresses, the tree begins to grow. By the time you come to Nishmas, it's a beautiful blossom. It opened up, and you became Pareza Meshubach. You became a different person. Because of Leil HaSeder and all the mitzvahs that you do, the Pima Fakos HaTov, you blossomed. And you became a Yehudi again. You were reborn again. And that's the theme which goes through every single chapter and every paragraph in the Haggadah. if you look at it a little bit more in detail, if you know any of the histories of the Gedolim, read any of the biographies, they're all composed with this theme, the theme of Hakoras HaTov. I remember at the time, I had it from Reb Aaron Feldman, he should be well, Yizun. He once explained that he was at Levaya of Shlomo Zalman Neubach's wife, and I wasn't there, but he said it was the most outstanding, almost shocking statement he made by the mitzvah of his wife. He said, usually at times like this, a husband would ask forgiveness from his wife, but I don't ask forgiveness. I have nothing to ask for, because Hashem gave me a matronah. I had Hashem nosan, Hashem lokach, what he gave me. I'm not thinking about what Hashem lokach, but Hashem nokan. Isn't that a beautiful idea? His whole marriage was a gift. The wife was a gift, and his whole life was a gift, he said. And therefore, he had nothing to apologize for. He was always so careful with his wife. People usually concentrate on Hashem lokach, not me, Hashem nokan. And all the Gedolim are like that. Stories about the Gusman, who used to look after the berries every day. And a friend of mine learned in Netzach Yisrael in Rachavia, used to go out and water the berries, because when he was running away as a partisan during the war, he took food from the berries. And his whole mahos was based on Hakoras HaTov. In the time that we have, what I'd like to do is to follow through with you different themes in the Haggadah and show you how Hakoras HaTov comes out, how it's such a dominant theme. Start with the opening paragraph of the Haggadah, the first paragraph. Look at the first paragraph. You know, in any great musical composition, they always start the first theme, da-da-da-da, la-la-la-la. The first theme is the dominant theme. It keeps on recurring. The Haggadah is a magnificent piece of music, and the music is based on one theme of Hakoras HaTov. Look at this first idea. Now look at this suggestion, and it's something which we really have to concentrate at the beginning of the Seder. And what would have happened if HaKadosh Baruch hadn't taken us out? And even wherever you are, a Zokain, a Chocham, and you know all of the Torah, mitzvah the Saper, b'chalamar b'lesaper, hareza meshubach, you become better. And that's the theme. It's almost impossible to imagine. But if HaKadosh Baruch hadn't taken us out, where would a Jew be? What would a Jew be? Where does a fish live? In water. Where does a bird live? In the sky. What is a Jew? A Jew is an Eved. And we would have been an Eved all our time. You would never have changed our identity. It's like what he said. Either the emancipation of slaves, but not us. The HaKadosh says quite clearly, Ilu loy hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There you have it. The theme of Hakoras HaTov is there right in the Haggadah. But we must recognize, and if you do it right, Hareza Meshubach, remember the beautiful Loshen, I think Rabbi Elia Lapin says, it's a little bit like Hareza Meshubach, you become Meshubach, and that's the tree in all its blossom, it grows. You become like Yayin Meshubach, you become improved, you become a better person, you become a Jew again through the theme of Hakoras HaTov. That's in their brachos every day, which we say each day is a theme. But creation and the rebirth of Klal Yisrael is specifically through the theme of Hakoras HaTov. Let's start with the Haggadah. That's the opening theme. And you must keep this in mind, Rabbi, as you go through the Haggadah, always concentrating on this concept of what am I doing this mitzvah for? What am I eating the lechem? Why am I eating the mora? Why am I singing Hallel? Why am I drinking the koisos? Every time you go back and concentrate, finger on the pulse, and think of exactly what I'm doing. I'm here to show my appreciation. Because if not, I would be in an Eved. I would have been a confirmed and convicted Eved all my life. An unbelievable thought, but that's what the Haggadah is telling us. It's a statement of fact. The Gemara brings out in Avi Psochim that the Haggadah is based on the concept of matchilin bignus u'mesayim nishvach. We begin with a shame and we end with a praise. The machlokes in the Gemara between Rav and Shmuel, what exactly is the shame? What's the gnus at the beginning? One man, the Omer, says it's Avodim Hayinu. That's where the Haggadah begins. Another says, no, from Avram Avinu, Arami Oibed Ovi. In reality, which is worse, that we were slaves or Arami Oibed Ovi? You would have thought that I was an idol worshiper. Look where I came from. No, but since it's Leila Seder, says the proportion, I think Tosfos brings out there, we start with Avodim Hayinu, even though the worst beginning, the real goodness, is Terach, Avi Avram. Terach was an idol worshiper. Look where we ended up. Hallelujah, Abdei Hashem, Kolav Dei Paro. That theme is the opening idea of the Haggadah. Matchinim b'gnus, you start with a shame and you end with a praise. What's the purpose of this theme? In America, I know they always have this beautiful line, where are you coming from? What's your background? Where do you open from? Where do you come from? And everybody in America appreciates the magnificent growth of a person from rags to riches, that's in money. But we also came from rags to riches spiritually. We were nothing when we came into this line. When the riches are, we became an Am Segula Mikol Ha'Amim. It's the same story. It's the story of where you're coming from. Because if you don't realize where you're coming from, you'll never appreciate where you are now. All of us who daven in the Gur, all of us come from a Western culture, a Western background. I went to university, people went to different places. Look at you now. You're interested in growing in Torah. What an incredible story, from rags to riches. I don't think rags, but certainly all of us coming to live in Eretz Yisrael. Where did we come from? Where we came from, you can then appreciate where you are now. And that's the theme of Matchinim b'gnus, to realize what your background is and not be ashamed of it, because look where you are. You're now searching to finish the Daf HaYomi every day. You're now looking to see how you can improve in your davening. That's an unbelievable theme. I remember the last time we ever saw the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. He came into the new yeshiva and he spoke about a half an hour, but the place was packed. There must be thousands of people. People stood on the benches, the famous tzaddik from Manchester. And one of the main things that he said was from the Sinas Yishoyim. One of the greatest success stories, he said, of this Yetzer Hara is to tell you you never got anywhere. You never achieved anything. And that yiyush sets into a person, and it's a Yetzer Hara. Because it's not true. Everybody grows, especially people who come to Eretz Yisrael and they search to grow in Ruchnius. Look where you come from. When you appreciate who your friends were when you grew up with, where you went to school, what your values were, what you looked for, what you're spending your time with beforehand, and now look where you're going. That's an unbelievable halado abdei Hashem. You must look to see where you are to see the growth. And that's the shvach at the end. The shvach at the end is the halado that you say at the end. Do you remember the scene that when Bilam came out to curse Klal Yisrael, he looked down into the camp and he saw there the tent of Yisrael. And he turned around and said, Eson Maishavecha, you artful dodger, you, I know where you come from. You were with me. Imanu Hayisa Be'etza, you were with me. What are you doing there in the camp? We were together in Havan Yitzchak Malai. The answer was, yes, he was, but he changed. Yisrael moved on. He heard about Kriyas Yamsuf, he moved, and he changed. He was no longer Yisroel the Pope. He was now Yisroel the Ger. He moved on. And that's the point. We must do on that and say, look again at our profile, where we came from and where we ended up. And the whole of our God is based on that ladder. If you want help on that, the Abba Koises are for that. The first Kois, Bahoitseisi, over Kiddush, is just we were over the border. We were out of Mitzrayim. But that doesn't mean to say you can't go back. A person takes a person out of the water who's drowning, very nicely, you can drop him back again. Hoitesi means to take you out. Hitzalti means you're not going back again. You're over the border, you're out of Egyptian territory. Hatzala means when you're matzil somebody, you're not going back there. Goalti, the third coast, is another one on the ladder. That's the Mon, that's the Be'er Mayim, that's the Anane Hakove, the Geula. They were looked after in the Midbar. In other words, the climb. You move from Hoitzor to Hatzola to Geula to Lekicha, and then eventually they raise the Eschem Li La'om. Some sophists say that's to come later in Mitzvah Shem Be'eretz Yisrael and Beis HaMikdash. The concept is to always be aware of that, to be aware of where I come from, and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. And for sure, that goes into our prayer. Whenever we daven, we must consider and always be look to see what my background was. The sapling is in, but already the tree has begun to grow. I've begun to change. Once you recognize the theme of Matchinim b'gnus Mesayim b'shvach, you move on. You move on because we're going on to the point of Mesayim b'shvach v'halel, halel adei Hashem. Remember where you come from, your roots, and then you'll be able to sit at Leila Seder and sit back and say, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second theme, which I like to bring out, we're jumping a little bit, but there isn't that much time. You cover up the matzah and you lift up the kois. Behi she'onda la'voseinu v'lonu. She'lo yecha b'irvad omad aleinu l'cha lo'iseinu. In each generation, what's the theme of Hakaras HaTov which comes out in this section? What is it? What's the theme of Hakaras HaTov? It means like this: when you sit at Leil HaSeder, you must have a flair for history. You have to understand a little bit the background of Klal Yisrael, where we came from. I suppose we could say, we always thought it from outside, but the virus maybe has come from inside. But this time, the is from inside. Well, it must be, it's not the Arabs here, it's us. We ourselves have to change. We are maybe
what happened?
We seem to have lost you. You want to join back on? Do you want to join back on? Join back to the meeting. Just carry on. Click back. Just go back to your original email. Go back to the emails I send you. And then... connect with us? What do you mean? You went back to the email?
It's made up of two concepts. HaKadosh, Kedusha, is Din. And Boruch is Rachamim, says the Gaon. And who is hidden? And every time you see a Geula of Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh, Boruch, who? You see Din and you see Chesed coming out. And who is the hidden element? Who, not Zeh, but who? And the Chesed has a hidden element. It doesn't say who HaKadosh Baruch or HaKadosh Hu Baruch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's hidden. We don't see how it's happening. And maybe that's the lesson which we're going to see on this virus as well. We don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say this, that he'll be Matzilenu Miyadam. But this concept of history, of recognizing the background of Klal Yisrael, is vital to appreciate the HaKadosh HaTov of Leil HaSeder in the following way. I remember as a young man, before I got married in England, I went with a friend to the British Museum. And there they have permanent exhibits of different empires. I remember we went around and you can go into a room and you can see all the relics of the Greek Empire and another room of the Roman Empire, another one of the Spanish Empire. And you can go into all these rooms and you can see what the empires are. And you can almost live the Egyptian Empire. Remember the famous miser they had with Tutankhamen, of the English stole one of their mummies there and they had to return it back. But they have permanent exhibits there. And we came out of all these rooms, I remember, and we turned around and we said to each other, but what's left of it? What's left of the Greek Empire? Nothing's there. Nothing's left. What's left of the Egyptian Empire? Nothing's left. What's left of the British Empire? Nothing's left. What does it mean? How much persecution was there on the Greek Empire? None. How much was there the Spanish Empire? None. And yet there's nothing left today. How much persecution has there been on the Jew, on the Klal Yisrael? How much have we gone through? Behold, and what's left? Everything is left except the Beis HaMikdash. Everything is left. Tonight, your wife will light candles tonight. That comes from Sinai. You're wearing tzitzis. Tzitzis is Sinai. Shabbos is Sinai. Everything is left. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Isn't that amazing? Continually we have Om Dimalenu L'chalo Yisrael. And yet we're still there. Isn't that what these people, Mark Twain, I think, in Churchill said? It's a miracle of survival. How come Klal Yisrael? And that's the celebration. How many people today are called Paroi? How many people today are called Nebuchadnezzar? How many people today are called Moshe or Miriam or Esther or Avraham? It's all there. It's all left. It's an amazing fact. There's always, but we're still left. There's nothing left of the Egyptian Empire, the Spanish Empire, maybe beautiful homes, maybe in Los Angeles. I remember seeing it all from Spanish homes. But there's nothing left of the empire. And Klal Yisrael, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, true. But we have everything else. We have the Torah, and we have Shabbos, and we have Pesach, we have Yom Tov. It's all there still. And that's an incredible nace of history. And that's HaKadosh HaTorah, by the way, to recognize that this is a nace, and this is an appreciation, and HaKadosh HaTorah that we have for all that we've been through, and through Din and Rachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has pulled it out from there. Mitzvah Shem from this virus as well. We should move on from there. We should be able to take the HaKadosh HaTorah and grow from this evening. However much difficulty and never the choydim that there are in Klal Yisrael, we must celebrate the evening as an evening. And I'm a Jew, Shalom Asani Goy. I have this great source of being part of the Am Segula on the Goy Kodesh. That's the second theme. The first was Matrinim Bignus, Nesayim Bishvach. The third, the next theme is the Hisha Amda. And then if you move on, all these beautiful paragraphs of the Asar Makos, these are all what Klal Yisrael saw and they witnessed in Mitzrayim, all the Eser Makos and Dayenu. And then we come on to a paragraph. After we finished reading the Sifu Siyas Mitzrayim, before we come on to Halel, there's one paragraph which Rabbi Yeruchim talks about. And it's the end, really, of the Parsha of the Holdover, the Oim Dimole of Liroi says that's my Kibu Yotzam Mitzrayim. And then we begin Halel. But look at this paragraph. And Rabbi Yeruchim pulls out a certain point of HaKadosh HaTorah, which I think we can take out for the Haggadah for El HaSeder. Lefichach. Lefichach means because of that. Therefore, of all that I've just said, of the Eser Makos, and the Yad HaZokah, and the Moira Godol, and the Oisos of the Moisim, all these things, and the Eser Makos and Dayenu, therefore, Lefichach. What does Lefichach mean? I now make a conclusion. Lefichach. I arrive at a decision. Look at these words. Anachnu Chayovim, Lahoidos, Lahalel, Lashabeach. These are all expressions of praise, of thanks. L'roimem, Lahadel, Lavorech, La'ale, Ulakale. Now, what's the next word? What's the next word here in the Haggadah? Lami she'osalonu la'avosenu kalanisim ho'ele. Rav Yerucham asks a question. Why do we say Lashem? Why do you say Lami? Lami is obscure. Lami she'osalonu. It's Hashem. Why don't we say Lashem she'osalonu? Ho'itzienu me'abdus l'cheus v'yoganesim. Rav Yerucham says, why so obscure? Why don't you say Lashem? And the answer is as follows. Because when you come to Leil HaSeder, you must have an inquisitive mind. We must be interested. We must be searching. We must come to the Leil HaSeder looking and to search. And that's the basis of the evening. You must be inquiring. Lamit. Who was Lamit? Who is Hashem? Who is it? You can't go through Leil HaSeder, sit back in an armchair, drink your wine, and finally have to come in and say, I did all the mitzvahs. There's not enough. You must grow. And you only grow by thinking, by growing, by being inquisitive in the evening. And through that, you become a meshubach, you grow. The pasuk in Mishlei, the Gaon says, "Im tovak shena kakesef uchomat moinin tach besema, oz tovin yiras Hashem." The Gaon explains as follows: "Im tovak shena kakesef, bikush is not the same as chipus. Im tovak shena kakesef, if you search for Torah, like you go and search for parnasa, you go all over the world to make everything. Bikush is traveling. You go from here to America if you can. You go from here to Tel Aviv, you travel. For Kesef, for Parnasa, you travel. Into Bakshana Kesef, opposed to Torah. Uchamat Moinin Tachta Sena. And hidden treasures are where Chippus is where you are. In the place where you are, you do Chippus. So they're gone at the first of mitzvahs. You're surrounded by mitzvahs in your location, in where you live. Oz Tovin Yiras Hashem. Only then you'll understand Yiras Shamayim. But you must search. You must look around. You must go to a shir, you travel to hear Torah, but mitzvahs are around you. You can do a chesed where you are. You can perform mitzvahs of chesed as you are in your own location. And that's the point of Lefichach. Lefichach, Lemish, Osalonu, is to think further. Who is Hashem? How did it all happen? What happened here? And with an inquisitive mind, you come on, you grow, you become Meshubach. And that's where the HaKadosh HaTorah comes out. You can't sit there, Leil HaSeder, on my side, and just watch. It's not a like a carnival here. You don't see some etekes in front of you, a ceremony. It's not a ceremony. One must be involved. And that's why we have the Arba Bonim. Each child must ask. You must ask the Manish Tana. And even if you're by yourself, you ask yourself, or your wife asks you if you're by yourself. Someone must ask and someone must answer. But the meaning of asking is, I'm interested. I want to know. When a child asks, he gathers all of it. And that is the basis of growth, to be interested. Isn't that the only way a person can ever grow in Yiddishkeit? You can't aim for, you can't if you just sit there back and listen and watch. But you must search. To search to grow, Torah needs bikush and mitzvahs needs chitus. And that's the basis which I think we must take out of this paragraph. That's what Levi Wooten said. To grow the concept of being inquisitive. And that's Hakoros HaToiv. You'll reach Hakoros HaToiv when you search. You won't find it otherwise. Then we come on, there's not much time, I have 10 minutes left, to a wonderful question which I saw in the Haggadah of the Bavadia, a different theme of Hakoros HaToiv. And it's really a question which we should ask really from the very beginning. How can we break up Hallel and Leil HaSeder? We never break up Hallel. We say the first two paragraphs, Halleluka, and then B'tzeis Yisrael, and then we stop. And we have Matzah and Morah, and then go on to the meal, and afterwards we finish with Lo'ilonu. But why? We never break up Hallel. The Bavadia asked the question, why do we break up Hallel and Leil HaSeder? And he gave a mashal, which is a wonderful mashal. Try and say it over in your Seder, and I think it just answers it in a wonderful way. Again, the question, why do we break up Hallel, and why do we break it up with Matzah and Morah? And the mashal is as follows. A king is riding through a forest.
Sorry, Rabbi Yonison, but it was a Bavadia who?
Bavadia Yosef.
Bavadia Yosef, thank you.
Bavadia Yosef. I saw it in the Haggadah Bavadia. A king is riding through with a procession, with all his carriages going through on a ride through the forest. And the windows are opened, and he hears from the forest a beautiful sound of music. He tells his driver to stop, and he tells him, go and find where that music is coming from. And he goes and looks around and he sees a little boy, an urchin, a homeless kid, sitting playing a flute at the bottom of a tree. And the driver says to him, where do you live? He says, I live here. Where's your home? This is my home. This is where I am. So he takes the child and he goes to where the king is. And he says to the king, the driver says, this is where I found the boy's playing the flute. So the king says to me, come with me. So the king takes him back to the palace and they dress him, they clean him up. But there is a merchant, a little boy with wearing a torn tunic. And the king calls him in when he's dressed him and he's prepared. And he comes back and says, play again the tune that you're playing in the forest. And the king loved his music. It was magnificent. The music was so appealing, so enchanting. The king, Mamash, adored the child. And every time he got low, he called the child in. And he played for the king. And the king really became a great friend, the boy became a great friend of the king. After a time, the king saw that he was very talented in music and he made him the manager, the minister of his music, of his celebration. And he was a confidant of the king and he grew up and eventually over the years, the king gave him a house and he married him off. And he was a very, very successful person in the court of the king. And the king loved his music. Every time he called him in, he played music and he was very talented in music. Inside the court of the king, there were some jealous ministers who turned around and said, you know, your majesty, he's not what you think he is. He's really a swindler. And he's taking off money. He has Swiss bank accounts. He's not as genuine as you think. He said, he can't be. This man is, for years I've had him with me. And he's very reliable. And they kept on telling him these rumors. And the king couldn't believe it. And then one day it got so bad to such a peak. The king said, he sent two inspectors off to the home. And they went into the house to look to see. Maybe there was something. They started in the basement. There was nothing in the basement, nothing at all. They went to the first floor. Everything was in order. There was nothing taken. There was no secret doors, nothing at all. They went to the top of the house. And there was an attic and the door was locked. And they said to the chief musician, open the door. He said, I can't open the door. So they said, this is where you keep all the money. I said, I don't keep any money. I have nothing at the king. Then open the door. He said, I can't open the door. Said, if you don't open the door, we'll break it open because the king has asked us to search your whole house. They opened the door and there was a room. There was nothing in the room except a stool. Not on the stool, there's a torn tunic and a flute. And they said, what's going on? There's nothing else in the room, just a torn tunic and a flute on a stool. And they said to them, what is this? What's this all about? And he said, I tell you, no one knows about this room. No one knows. I come up in the middle of the night, every night. I close the door, I get undressed, and I put on this tune, if you can, and I sit down and play for a few minutes. It's good for me, because I'm worried I might one day forget the great kindness that the king has shown me. And I'm worried. So it's good for me to put on the tune and play the tune. And I remember all the kindness that the king has done for me. And I'll always remain with a level head. Going back before the king, and the king said, I told you, the man is so honest, so genuine. I knew this was the case. Said the Bavadia, what happens when you read the words, Hallelujah, Abde Hashem? We are the chosen people. We are the Abde Hashem. He is, after all, Mikim Yemelopol Dol, Me'ashpois Yovim, it's me, Lahishivim Nedivim, I am Nedivim. It says you saw Mimitzayim, all of nature changed. But Beis Yaakov, Me'am Loyes, you know what happened? Hayom Wabayonis, all because of me. Because look how great I am. I'm part of Klal Yisrael. And Hehori Mokdu Cha'elim, I am a great, great person. I am part of Klal Yisrael. You are? Then stop a minute, my dear friend. Crunch the matzah, break your teeth on the Lechem Oini. And remember where you came from. You might forget. It might go to your head. You might become Lo'aleinu, like Edom is. And that's the whole curse which we're seeing in the fall of Edom at the moment. The whole collapse is, we believe that everything is in control of our destiny. Everything is within our management, within the iPhone. Everything is medically possible to be cured. It seems it's not that way. And that's the lesson which we're learning from the virus. It's not the way we think. And we must always remember, be conscious, why are we in isolation? We're in isolation, Abaisa, but we should never forget exactly what Hashem has done for us. He's taken us out from Abbas. And we always have to put on the tunic and play the flute, meaning crunch the mats and cry over the mala. It's good for you. You remember that. You remember Hashem. You'll never forget all that he's done for you. And that's a great reason. Ravadi said a beautiful motion and inshallah of why we eat the matzah and cry over the mola after those first two paragraphs. You might think that you're something special, Am Sigula. You're chosen with responsibility. You're chosen with the responsibility of Ketorah and Mitzvahs. And that's the basis of eating the matzah and the mola after the beginning of Hallel. Then we go back, Loilonu Hashem Loilonu, which is all humility. You know? It's not us, it's you, the Shimcha thing, it's all in the framework of humility and recognition after you've eaten the matzah and the mala. The last theme, I have a few minutes left, I don't want to go over my time. I remember hearing from Rebbe, as Zechariah Kabob used to say, I think Rav Chatzkel had said, the whole purpose of Leila Seder is to be able to sing and dance by Nishmas and Hallel at the end. Because that is the ultimate Hallel Abdei Hashem. Nishmas is called Birkas Hashir. It's a phenomenal praise. Nishmas is a brocha with a shir. That's why we say it every Shabbos. But there's something more about Nishmas, which we say every Shabbos. I think it's this. There's something in chemistry called a catalyst. A catalyst works on something and causes a change in a chemical substance. Saying Nishmas should change us into becoming back to the original format that we're supposed to be when Hashem created us as Klal Yisrael. Meaning, we're supposed to return every week after you're busy with your emails and you're busy with all the news and everything which is going on around during the week. You say Nishmas again. Nishmas is a song which brings you back again to where you're supposed to be. You recognize Hayam Legon Nabe Chesed, Yosef Rachamim. And then we turn around and say, it's an exaggeration, almost like a paradox. So we would never, ever have enough. We'd never be able to say thank you enough. We could never, ever say thank you enough, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Isn't that the tachlis of Leila Seder? We're not a goy. And then we say, this time concentrate. HaKadosh Baruch should carry on and look after us and all Achidu B'nei Yisrael. Concentrate on these words of Leil HaSeder. Until now, everything that I've had has always been rachamim. It goes a little bit like a pendulum. Everything I've had until now is all been rachamim and chesed, and all into the future, al tichein Hashem like that. Always our life is made up of what I had in the past, noisein shevach al ha'ovah, with Soik ala Osim, it's a Lashon in the Gemara, but I think like Kilas HaDerech, you say that you thank for what you have and you cry out for the future. But it's always Ad Heinazel, everything that I have in the past is all Rachamim and Chesed, after Chain Hashem al Kilan Netzach. And then you have Al Kain. Al Kain is a little bit like we said, Lefichach. Therefore, I make a conclusion out of all the Hakoras HaToiv. Al Kain, Evarim Shepilak Dabanu, I am Meshuvah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am a Yehudi, and that's where we began. My identity is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I recognize you, and I recognize who you are. Just to give you something to think about in Leil HaSeder, at the end of Mishmas, we ask three questions in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mi Yidmelo, who can compare to you? Mi Yishvelo, who is equal to you? Umi Yarechlo, who can value you? What are the answers to those three questions? Mi Yidmelo, Okel HaGodol HaGibor VaHaNoiro. That no one is to you, Hashem, who is Melech God the Giver of Anoyah. Mi Yishrelo, who is equal to you? You are Kel Elyon. Perhaps these are the three questions with the answers. You are above everything else. Umi Yarachloch, your value is your Kenei Shemayim Vaoretz. It's all yours. And those are the elements of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is God of the Giver, his Kel Elyon is above it all, and his Kenei Shemayim Vaoretz. And the greatest catalyst of all, perhaps, in the whole world that we ever had, was someone called David HaMelech. When Shmuel first saw David, remember David, he thought he was a cowboy, he thought he was an Adoimi, he looked so ruddy and red. Mishpat said, no, inside he's pure. And don't look at outside, look at the heart. I look inside, Yireh Lelevo. David was pure inside. And that's why David changed himself. And at the end of Mishmas, he is the role model of the Kabbalists. That's why we say at the end, David is chosen as the example of the Kabbalists that was supposed to change and become, as Gemara says, came from Rus, who was Rabbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but she was Rus HaShbach. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all we have. I think my time is up, my voice side. Thank you very much. I hope it wasn't too packed in and too rushed. But you have to...
Thank you very much.
Shkoyach, everybody.
Shkoyach,
everybody. Shkoyach, Avraham, for doing this was very good.
Shabbat shalom, kulam.
Shabbat shalom, umuvora. A good Shabbat.
Shabbat shalom.
Good Shabbos, everybody. Nice to see you all, even though it's only on the screen. Okay. It's still-